On this edition of Protect and Serve, Ellis County EMS Assistant Director Jason Kennedy speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the department's ongoing improvements. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on Monday, September 16th. This is the Post Podcast.
Hey, quick question for you. As an EMS director and the new guy, I want to get a little background on you. How long have you been in the EMS world?
I've actually been doing EMS for the about last 13 years. I've been in Ellis County for the last year and a half. And actually, Carrie McHugh is still the director here. Assistant director for another few months. They announced a couple months back, they announced me as the EMS director come December. But Carrie's luckily still with us and still helping us out.
So you get a lot of calls during the day and just never know what you're going to be going on. I bet that's kind of interesting when you're into the business. You never know what kind of a call you're going to go on.
It is definitely, it's interesting. Day to day can be different depending on the type of calls. Anything from accidents to, just helping someone out in their home or helping them move around their home, stuff like that. So we really do respond to about everything and we try to be ready and prepared for just about anything.
And that probably is one of those things, once you get done with a call, you go back to the office, you go, maybe we should have something like this because of situations that we just had.
So we actually, we have a fairly robust, what we call a quality improvement plan or a CQI plan. And so we go back and we talk about all the calls afterwards. We look at the calls, we look at our times, our data, all that kind of stuff. And we're constantly improving every day, trying to get better and trying to fit the needs of the community.
When your personnel are out on their call, what I mean out on their call, from the moment they get dispatched and they're driving to that scene or whatever it might be, are they collecting information and trying to go through these things in their mind and gather that from maybe other people that are at the scene already or from the caller that's called it in?
They are. I'll tell you what, we're very fortunate here in Ellis County. We have a great dispatch center. They kind of are the first line. So people call into them and they try to dig in and get as much information as what they can prior to us getting the dispatch. And then even after we're dispatched in and out, they're still on the line with the original caller and they're getting even more information. And then our guys try to use that information to brainstorm what might happen or what could happen and try to be ready when we step off the truck.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine, because in that world, you're always wanting to be ready and you always want to make sure that the situation goes as smooth as possible. And there's probably been some really crazy things out there that have happened and you're just like, well, that's a good learning experience.
You know, it's nobody's perfect. And the point or the good thing about us is that we are willing to say, hey, how can we get better? How can we improve? What can we do to make that better? Can we look at different equipment or different techniques? Or is there something new out there that we're not doing yet that we need to look at? So my guys do a great job. Guys and gals do a great job of being willing to say, hey, how could we do that better? And I think that's the key to success is always changing and always adapting.
So once you're done with a call, not you, but I say that figuratively, when they're done with a call, they go back and they'll kind of assess some of this stuff. And then also, do they have to go through and then completely like scrub down the vehicle and get everything cleaned up and restocked?
Usually we're in the process of both at the same time. They're usually talking about the call while we're scrubbing everything, cleaning everything. We try to decon and clean everything as best as we can. And then also resupplying the truck, getting everything back so that we're always ready. Every truck we have is always ready to roll out the door and take a call. And we always want to be the best that we can to serve the patients of Ellis County.
And real quick, I know we're going to leave now. We're about out of time. But as you get that information from dispatch, does the hospitals, when you're transporting somebody, do they want the same kind of information too, as much as you can give them?
Absolutely. So kind of what dispatch does for us in that they're trying to get information and give it to us while we're going to the call. As soon as we get the information and start transporting the patient to the hospital, we actually call the hospital on the same radios that dispatch calls us. We call the hospital and we give them a heads up of this is what we have, this is what we've done, this is the patient, so that they can be ready and prepared when we get there.
So making a smooth transition for the whole thing and making it easier and probably better recovery and maybe safer situation for everything.
Absolutely. The handoffs are really important. So anytime we go from whatever the level of care is, so dispatch hands the call off to us, we try to do the best we can with it. We hand the call off to the hospital. Those handoffs, we try to pass on as much information so that that continuity of care can be there.